I'm Larry Carrasel. This is Arts Focus, and part three of my conversation with the now retired Dayton Philharmonic music director and conductor, Neil Gittleman. Besides sitting in the audience instead of standing on the podium, what else do you plan to do in your post-DPO retirement life?
Well, the first thing is that my post-DPO retirement life begins with a return engagement with the DPO. They asked me to do the October Masterworks concert, which is something I'm really very looking forward to, and we can talk about it again when we get closer to it. So I'm already referring to that as the, wait a minute, I thought you were gone concert, because Keitaro's doing the first Masterworks concert, and then I'll be doing the second one, and then I'll be done, at least for a while. I'm a musician. At least I think I'm a musician. So the one thing I don't want to have is no music in my life. So I have two things that I'm doing, already planning to do and have lined up, that I'm really looking forward to, which is returning to being a choral singer. So David Crean, known to all of our Discover Classical listeners, has, even without an audition, has let me into the Bach Society chorus. So I'll be singing with the Bach Society next year. I will also be singing with the World House Choir in Yellow Springs that Kathy Roma leads. So that's sort of two different spectrums of choral singing, one focused on the classical repertoire and one focused on other things and with a sort of political tinge to it. So I'm really looking forward to keeping that music in my life by singing. And the only thing I have to navigate is both choirs rehearse on Monday nights. But I've gotten the sense from both David and Kathy that they will cut me a little slack, so I will bounce back and forth between choirs. I don't know yet for sure, but there's a ballet company that has raised the possibility of me filling in for their conductor for Nutcracker, which would be really fun because I love Nutcracker. And not having the entire month of December dedicated to Nutcracker is something I will definitely miss. If that guest gig comes through, I will be very happy, and hopefully they will be very happy too. And other than that, I'm going to sort of take it as it comes. Lisa had this wonderful idea. It actually came up last fall when Chad Hoops was playing the Stravinsky Violin Concerto with us on our opening Masterwork concert. She said, you know, when you retire, you have all these musical friends who do performances, you know, wherever they're performing, and you never get to see them because you're working. Maybe in your retirement, when Chad makes his debut with the Chicago Symphony, you'll be able to go and see him. And it's like, wow, that's a fabulous idea, because I, you know, and there are already some things that I know about, that, including one that's still secret, so I can't divulge it. But there's an opera that a composer I know is going to be writing, and like, I would love to go see the world premiere of that opera, and I should be able to do that now.
What is it about the Dayton community that keeps you sticking around?
It's a really nice place to live. You know, we have a great arts scene. We have a nice city that's not too big, not too small. You can get almost anywhere you're going in 20 minutes or less, give or take. The people are nice. They make eye contact when you pass them on the street. Even if you don't know them, it's like, hey, how are you doing? Kind of a thing. From a practical standpoint, Lisa and I have lived in some wonderful cities in our life. I mean, she's from Monterey, California. I've lived in New York and Boston. We met in Portland, Oregon. Those are all places that could be really nice places to retire to. But as I half jokingly say to people, if we chose any of those cities to retire to, our money would last about 2.5 weeks. And in Dayton, we have a pretty good shot that it will last as long as we do. We like it here, and this is our home now, so why would we leave?
Neil Gittleman, the recently retired music director and conductor of the Dayton Philharmonic. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.